I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey, Google, play WFAN."
Because I'm close to the edge, I'm trying not to lose, so I hedge. We got AD, Art the Caesar, joining us from Vegas to talk a little gambling, a little odds, a little spreads. Art, are you there? What's up, Art?
Keith, I'm here, my man. You know it, baby. This is a huge weekend, super wild card weekend. It should be a lot of fun, my friend. Ready to break these down with you.
Awesome. So since you're in Vegas, and we were just talking about those Vegas Raiders, let's start there. It's the first game on tomorrow at 4:30. When I checked earlier today, it was Bengals favored by -5.5, over under at 48.5. Is that what you're seeing?
So, yeah, we are sitting right now 5.5. Now, let me just say, when we opened the game, we opened it Cincinnati -6.5. It actually got to 5. It's been bet back to 5.5. But as, you know, obviously having the Raiders as the home team, we always take a lot of public money on the Raiders. But we actually took a lot of sharp money on the Raiders. They were very happy to take 6.5 and very happy to take 6. Interesting game. You know, they played about, 6 weeks ago. And that game was a pick 'em when it was here in Vegas.
Yep.
Pick 'em. Basically closed -1 Cincinnati. It was a tight game in the first half. Cincinnati pulled away late in the second half. Basically the fourth quarter, they outscored them by 20 and won the game by 20. So I think it's an overreaction number, to be honest with you. I don't think the line should have flipped 7 points. It's also a bad schedule spot for the Raiders. They played hard as they could late Sunday night, overtime game. Bengals rest everyone. They get the early game on Saturday. But I think the Raiders are the play in this game. Cincinnati obviously has a lot of playoff utility that they're fighting against. And I think the Raiders can pass rush Burrow enough where they can stay within the number. I like the Raiders in the game.
Yeah, I think yesterday someone called and asked me about the Raiders and Bengals, and I immediately said Bengals. But the more I think about it, the more, you know, I look at how the Raiders have been trending to end the season winning, you know, how they've been kind of us against the world. I even just threw in there, you know, John Madden, do it for John Madden's legacy. I don't know. I'm feeling like the Raiders have a shot. Now, don't get me wrong. Joe Burrow is stone cold. They've got a good running back. They've got a great receiving core. And the Bengals, you know, they won the division, and they rested up, and they're going to compete to protect home field. But if you got to pick an upset, right, we figure there's an upset every year. I'm looking at this Raiders game as a potential upset.
Well, Keith, not only are there upsets, but, you know, in this wild card round over the last 5, 10-plus years, a lot of these underdogs win the game outright. So there's obviously a lot of outright wins, but there's a lot of covers as well. So I think a couple of the dogs in these 6 games are live in the game. I think the Raiders are one of them. I think people fall in love with the Bengals because of Burrow and Chase and the way they throw the ball down the field, but if Cincinnati gets too in love with throwing the ball, that Raider pass rush can get after them. And Carr is very underrated. I know he has his moments, but you know, the Raiders are going to go in there playing with house money. You know, nothing to lose. Let's just do this. So I think the game should be more in the traditional three-point spread. So if you got it at 6.5 early, great. And I still think 5, 5.5 is great value. And to tease the Raiders up through the 10, I think is also great value.
Got it in my notes. Let's move on to the next game tomorrow night. The Patriots at the Bills. Now, we all know that last time they played in Buffalo, it was an interesting game, a low-scoring game, a game where there was only 3 completions by the Patriots. Very windy, and they had to run the ball and all of that. I don't expect that kind of game tomorrow. I think there's going to be some points scored, and I think the Bills are going to cover that -4. I think the Bills are going to make a big statement tomorrow. What are you hearing on that? Where's the money coming in, and what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, let's just take when you say that you think there will be points scored. We opened the total 43. It got to 44.5. It's now settled back at 44. So there is some good over money that has come in early on the game. I'm with you. I'll say this. I have 2 future tickets. It's Bills to win the Super Bowl at 11-1, Rams to win the Super Bowl at 10-1. Obviously, as a Giant fan, who my team's terrible, I'm going to adopt the Bills. I believe in the Bills. I think the Bills have way more talent than New England. I throw out what happened in game one. I mean, they threw 3 passes, won the game, and the Bills still had a chance to win that game. People forget that. Then they went to New England and took care of business. Josh Allen is the best player on the field. I know people will be happy to take Belichick with the 4 points. They'll be happy to sprinkle some on the money line. I think the Bills are a top team in the AFC, and I think they will take care of business tomorrow. I think it's Bills or nothing in this game.
I'm with you. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. It's their time of the year. It's freezing cold out, and I think they're going to roll. Let's go, Buffalo. All right, so Sunday, 1 o'clock, those Eagles, that run attack versus the Buccaneers in that passing attack. I just think Tom Brady against the Eagles secondary and defense, it's just going to be him picking them apart. They're going to move the ball up and down the field. I know the Bucs are favored 8.5. I'm thinking about alternate spread, maybe 14 on the Bucs, you know, -14 on the Bucs. What are you hearing with that one? Over under at 45.5 is what I have, and I think most people aren't going to bet against Tom Brady.
Well, this is going to be one of our bigger needs of the weekend. We're going to need the Eagles in the game. Tampa is going to be in plenty of straight bets, but they're going to be the number one teaser liability. There's no doubt about it. You're sitting there at 8.5. You're going to be able to take the -120 when you pair it with another game, tease them with 6 points under the 3. That's going to be a very popular play. Like I said, the number one teaser leg. There's no doubt about it. You know, it's funny. The Eagles were a sharp team all year. People like to take the Eagles, but this is the Eagles stepping up in class. I don't think they have enough to get it done. The interesting move in this game is total opened at 49, now 45.5. That's a 3.5-point move. When I initially saw 49, I thought, man, the under is a great play. The number moved way too much, and who knows, by kickoff, do we get to 45? Do we get to 45.5? Big, not only public money, but sharp money coming in on that under.
Interesting. Got it. Most likely going to play the under because that could be a game where, you know, the Eagles don't score that much. If the Eagles don't manage but 10 points and then the Buccaneers put up 30, there's 40 points. That's the under right there. Interesting. Okay, next game tomorrow, 4:30. It's the game that everybody's talking about. I think it's got the smallest margin as far as the spread. Dallas is favored -3. Over-under's at 51, so we're expecting points there. I'm a Dallas fan. I'm staying away from this one. I don't like to bet with my heart. I don't like to be heartbroken, and I'm definitely not going to bet on the Niners so that I could, you know, pull a Evan Roberts and have a couple dollars to wipe my tears with. What are you hearing about Dallas and the Niners? I feel like so many people early were on the Niners when the line first came out, and now some people are thinking, like, wait a minute. The Cowboys are at home. The Cowboys have all this talent. Maybe we should be thinking about Dallas as the winner and covering this game.
Very interesting if you look at both sides. Niners have been a very, like the Eagles and the Colts were another team who didn't make the playoffs. Sharp players love taking the Niners all year. They're great as an underdog. Shanahan's usually not great as a favorite. They're 7-2 in their last nine. But Dallas was 12-4-1 against the spread this year. Really good against the number. The line has basically sat at 3. When we had 3 minus 110, we took so much Dallas money that we didn't move off the 3, but we went to minus 120. So we're going to make you pay a little bit of juice with Dallas. You could still lay the 3. The question is, are the Niners the big square dog of the weekend? They usually are a sharp dog, but do a lot of people feel, oh, the Niners have been so good, do they end up being that square dog? We know we always take Cowboy money. There's a million Cowboy fans. People are going to come in and bet their Cowboys. So we're going to need the 49ers in the game. The total we opened 49.5, went to 51. Some pretty good over money has come in. I actually think it's going to be a little bit more low scoring. I could see like 27-17. So I think the under in this is actually a pretty good look if you don't want to get involved in the side, because it could be a toss-up game.
Yeah, and you know about the rushing attack of the Niners, and the Cowboys have an all right rushing attack too with the combination of Pollard and Zeke. And when you run the ball, you kill the clock. And if there's not that much time to score 51 points, that under is looking pretty decent right now. Okay, moving on. 8:15 Sunday night on NBC. We've got the Steelers versus the Chiefs, which I've jokingly said is a bye week for the Chiefs. I just don't think the Steelers have enough to stay with them. The Chiefs have been to back-to-back Super Bowls. This is their territory. This is their time. But that 12.5-point spread is a lot. What are you hearing about that? Over-under set at 46. What are your thoughts on this Steelers-Chiefs matchup?
Obviously, biggest number on the board. We opened at 11.5. It did get to 13. We've now settled back to 12.5. I think when it's all said and done, Pittsburgh will be our biggest need of the weekend. And it's not just because of the side where people are laying the 12.5. It's everything that's going to be tied into the last game on Sunday with the Chiefs in money line parlays. And everybody's going to find a way to tease Tampa. And they're going to tease Kansas City. You tease Kansas City on a 6-point, you take them under the 7. Only thing I would say about Kansas City is, over the last 2 years, they have not been that great against the number. This year, they were 8-9 against the spread. Obviously, they won a ton of games. They had a chance to be the number one seed. Pittsburgh has been a really good underdog. I believe 6-4 as a road underdog this year or something like that. 6-3 maybe. So I think the Steelers will take a little bit of money, but there's going to be so much tied into the Chiefs in every other way that if we could ever get the Steelers to win outright, it would be the biggest result for us. And if they could just stay within the number, that would be a great result for us as well.
Yeah, the Steelers have enough Super Bowl trophies. Big Ben has had enough of a run. I'm ready to see Big Ben be done and the Steelers be out. Let's go, Chiefs. All right, and then that Monday night game, the last one. Cardinals versus Rams, division rivals. The Rams are favored minus 4. The over-under for me is at 49.5. I think the Rams handle business. The Cardinals have been pesky, but they stumbled a little bit. And if Stafford doesn't turn the ball over, Cooper Kupp can't be stopped. Odell Beckham Jr., they got Cam Akers back to bolster their run attack. I don't know. I like the Rams, and I like Sean McVay versus Cliff Kingsbury.
I do too, Keith. Like I said, Rams are one of my futures. I think the Rams just have more top talent across the board. Donald, Von Miller. You know, they put this team together not to win one playoff game. They put this team together to make a run. Like, this team was put together and constructed to make a run. They thought they were a Super Bowl-type team. The Cardinals losing Hopkins was just major for them. They really stumbled down the stretch. I know they won that game in Dallas, but I just think when you look at it, the game is bigger to the Rams because of everything they put in for them to, you know, make this type of run. We've seen really good split action on this. I think out of all 6 games, this has the best split action on it. We took good Cardinal money when it was 4.5. When it settled back to 4, we saw good Ram money. I think in the end, the Rams will be shaded more towards the money. We'll probably need the Cardinals in the game. But I'm with you. This to me is Rams or nothing. And God forbid they lose this game. Maybe they just blow up everything they had. And, you know, the boy wizard and McVay doesn't look that great. The trade for Stafford and all these other guys doesn't look too great. Cardinals, Murray is younger. They'll have their time. But I think this is the Rams or nothing in the game.
Yeah, I feel that way too. And like you said about the Rams building this team for a run, that's why they went out and got all these guys like Von Miller and Odell Beckham. And then we just heard they re-signed Eric Weddle after not playing the last two seasons. So you know what they're trying to do. They're trying to make a run and win it now and get back to the Super Bowl. So let's see it. They're hosting it.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's a playoff game. It's big to all of these teams that are in these games. But I just think it's bigger to the Rams. Like, this is, you know, the Rams last week blew a big chance to be the number two seed, but the Cardinals have lost like 5 or 6 going down. You know, if we would have talked 6 weeks ago when the Cardinals were basically the number one seed and everyone was thinking, ooh, maybe this is a real dark horse to make the Super Bowl, they've just battled too many injuries. I think the one thing you do worry about if you take the Rams is, does Stafford get weird with some of the turnovers, just throwing the ball up? I just think when you match up two rosters, the Rams have way more talent. So I really feel good about the Rams in the game.
Same. Okay, here's one off the cuff, one you might not be prepared for, but you're a Giants fan. We got any future bets out there on the next GM head coach of the New York Football Giants?
You know what, Keith, we don't, but I'll just say this as a Giants fan. They need to get this right, man. They have 5 of the top 81 picks in the draft, including 3 of the top 36 picks. The Giants have been a disaster for the last, you know, basically since they went on that boat trip and then they got destroyed in Green Bay. If they don't get this GM and coach right, especially the GM is going to make a lot of these picks, of course, the Giants are going to be in the dumps for the next 10 years. So this is a critical, critical offseason for the Giants, and I really hope they get it right.
I hope they do too, because I'd like to talk about the Giants in a better manner in the future right here on The Fan. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Arthur DeCesar. You guys should follow him on Twitter, at ArtDice21. My gambling guy, my sports gambling expert. You probably know him from also working with JJ After Dark. I'm thankful to have him rocking with me here on KM till AM.
Keith, I appreciate you as always, my friend. And, you know, it was great to come on and talk about this fun super wild card weekend. And hopefully we can do it next week when we're breaking down some divisional games.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm pumped for this weekend. I'll definitely have some parlays, and I definitely took some notes from what you just said. So thanks for coming on, and let's get into it. NFL Super Wild Card Weekend is hours away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.